This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Cohen.
I'm Madeline Brand. And Alex, we just have about 2 weeks left for the show.
That's right.
But it's given us a chance to revisit some of our favorite stories. We've been re-airing them, and we're about to re-air a couple more of them, some of my favorites.
And some of these from destinations far away. The show's given us great opportunities to travel. I can now say I've been to Paris, Texas, Des Moines, Iowa, and let's not forget the Democratic National Convention in Denver this summer.
Really, really fun and interesting. I went a little further afield to Japan. And this was for our Climate Connection series.
And Alex Chadwick got to go all the way to Palmyra. That's an atoll in the middle of the Pacific Ocean for a story that he did, also part of Climate Connection.
That's right. A tiny little spit out there in the ocean. And he and I chatted a little bit about it. And we talked about how the goals of both of our trips was to look at the themes of nature. So I visited the ancient city of Nara. It was Japan's capital back in the year 710. And I went there to see these famous deer, these deer that are allowed to roam free in the middle of the park.
The deer of Nara?
The deer of Nara. And tourists like me, we're allowed to feed them some rice crackers.
That's very nice.
It's very nice. Yes. Here's a little snapshot of what I saw. Some of these deer are making these strange sounds. Sounds like a baby crying. Listen to this. I didn't know deer made that kind of noise. All right, I bought some wafers to feed these deer, and they come running up to you, and then they'll bow if you bow at them before they get a rice cracker. They'll bow back. They're so polite. Even the deer in Japan are polite. Oh, you're so sweet. Okay, are you bowing? Oh, yeah. Bow. Bow. Here they come. Hello, hello. Oh, hello. You're very, very hungry. Ow! They're aggressive. Okay, here. There you go. Oh, I know. You're very cute. But not when you bite. Ah, okay, all done. All done. No more. All
here
done.
You are risking life and limb with the maddened wild deer of Nara.
Alex, these things are man-eaters.
Well, you're certainly a very brave woman, Madeline, to undertake this journey.
All I can say is beware of these so-called wild deer of Nara. But you had your own animal adventure.
I did, and I had my companion, producer Steve Proffitt, along with me. We traveled to a little atoll. This is just a spit of land about 1,000 miles south of Hawaii. It's called Palmyra. It's about as isolated and pristine as any place on Earth, and that happens to make it a very good place to study climate change. So we're going to have a series of reports from there later this month. We had an encounter there, though. I want to play this for you because you have this little deer treat for me. We had an encounter with an animal that I think is a little more wild than the deer of Nara.
Here comes one. Here comes one right for you, Jen. Oh, it's two. You got him. You got him.
Okay, the him here, Madeline, it's not a deer. It is a shark. We were out fishing for sharks.
Fishing for sharks.
Because you have to put these, scientists want to put these little tags in them that will monitor where the sharks go and what happens to them, ocean temperature, that kind of thing. Very useful for learning about the climate.
Okay, Yanni.
So that's Yanni Papasamatu. He's one of the shark researchers, a postgrad student at the University of Hawaii. And once they have the shark tethered to the boat, they turn it over to Yanni, and he pulls out a scalpel.
Yanni, explain what you're doing.
I'm making a small incision on the abdomen, so just going through the muscle and into the body cavity.
They have these little tags, these little instruments. They insert them into the belly of the shark. It's about the size of a disposable cigarette lighter. And Yanni then, he puts in a couple of stitches, they turn the shark over, and they let it go.
Send her on her merry way.
And that little beep that you hear, that's the sound produced by the tag.
That was Alex Chadwick doing a story that was part of NPR's Climate Connection series. That was back in 2007. And Madeline, you got to go to a sushi market in Tokyo, but it was for a meal that you wouldn't expect, right?
Well, it was early, early morning dining on raw fish when my producer and I went to the biggest sushi market in Tokyo, the Tsukiji Fish Market. The demand for tuna is so great now that even though it seems like there's a glut of tuna standing here in the Tsukiji Fish Market just looking at the hundreds of tuna lying here on pallets, they really are being overfished, and it's a big problem for the tuna worldwide.
Now, Madeline doesn't really know her way around this market yet, so she went with a guide. His name is Tim Horniak. He's a freelance writer, a big sushi fan. He had all kinds of statistics about the fish in this market, fished from all over the world.
2,500 tons of fish worth over $23 million are sold here every day. And tuna can fetch prices up to 20 million yen, which, correct me if I'm wrong, something like $200,000 for a single fish.
I feel kind of sorry for them lying here. They look like sad little porpoises with their tails cut off, a big gash under their fin.
And you can see the tails are sliced off in kind of 90-degree angle cuts so that the traders can directly inspect the meat with their flashlight, and they're looking for the freshest, fattiest tuna that will fetch the highest price.
Okay, and this is where it all ends up. We're sitting in a sushi restaurant right next to the fish market. It is 7 o'clock in the morning, and we're having sushi.
This is the best sushi in the world, right here. Tsukiji Fish Market, ground zero for sushi.
Hey, eat your heart out, Alex, because I'm about to eat some delicious sushi. Bye-bye. Sayonara. Nearly 2 years ago, and I still remember the taste of that sushi. Delicious.
It sounds lovely. Well, stay tuned. Over the next few weeks, we'll share some more of these stories.